This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm your pinch-hitting host, Roger Stone, and you're at Freedom Command Central. Yes, it's the Alex Jones Show. Outages in the Austin, Texas area, where we broadcast from a bunker in an undisclosed location. But using the techniques of old-time radio, the chain was unbroken, and we were continuing to broadcast to bring you the cutting-edge news about a federal judge slapping down Robert Mueller for his naked attempts to manipulate the system in the Get Donald Trump squad that is the Office of Special Prosecutor. The appointment of Rod Rosenstein, in my opinion, is the single most egregious mistake by President Donald Trump. Rosenstein was recommended for the job by the former Republican National Chairman, Reince Priebus. Frankly, I've had it up to here with Priebus, a political and mental midget who probably didn't even vote for Donald Trump, but who virtually destroyed the early days of the Trump presidency by staffing the government with Trump-hating Bushites. Now we have an incredible fake news story by CNBC that says Mueller is probing my close relationship with former Trump campaign aide Rick Gates, and a relationship that virtually doesn't exist. Any contact I had with Gates in 2016 was both minimal and innocuous. Nothing there to see, folks. It's fake news. More and more fake news. I believe we have a video coming up from the great Paul Joseph Watson. But in the meantime, I'm going to ask you one more time to recognize that everything we're doing here costs money, and that we have no subsidy, no George Soros of the right bailing us out and paying our way. What Alex Jones has built here at InfoWars is truly extraordinary. We've become the tip of the spear. We are the ones they fear. This is why you've seen an unalloyed campaign to shut us down and silence us. I really hope that conservative thought leaders like Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and so many others will recognize that if they gag Alex Jones, they are next. This is about the fight for freedom. This is about the First Amendment. They are still reeling from the fact that they've lost control of their monopoly on political discourse. In the old days, ABC, NBC, CBS, the New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post, they called the shots. There was no dissent. There was no alternative opinion. Things went down the way they said they did. Today, it's a new day. InfoWars is at the cutting edge of a robust and vibrant alternative media that brings the people the truth. And the people responded with the historic election of an outsider uncontrolled by the Trilateral Commission, Donald J. Trump. Now they want to illegally undo the results of the last election. But to do so, they must shut us down and take our guns. Don't let it happen, folks. Stay with us. You're at InfoWars. We'll be right back.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Don't know if you've heard, but Kanye West has been in the news quite a bit, bashed from pillar to post by every legacy media outlet under the sun for the crime of promoting free thought, love, and understanding, which, as we all know, are racist ideas.
He's saying these sorts of ridiculous things that are usually promoted by white nationalists, by fringe groups, by fringe individuals, mostly on the internet, that promote racist ideas.
So let me get this straight. CNN's Brian Stelter, a podgy white guy who works for a multi-billionaire global corporation, is telling a black dude that he's racist for encouraging African Americans not to listen to a global corporation and think for themselves. Yeah, a little less white-splaining, please, Brian, and a bit more shushy-shush.
But Kanye said being a slave 400 years ago was a choice. Saying slavery was a choice is absolutely a racist idea, so stop.
Have any of you been paying attention for like 5 minutes? Kanye was talking about mindset. The victimhood of slavery mindset that black people living today are told to wallow in. He wasn't talking about slaves having a choice 400 years ago. Anyone who's been following his tweets and interviews knows this. Why do you think Kanye resonated with Candace Owens? What's Candace Owens' message? That black people shouldn't remain mired in the victimhood mentality of slavery.
I don't know why people like being oppressed. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I love oppression. We're oppressed. 400 years of slavery, Jim Crow, which, by the way, none of you guys lived through.
Again, Kanye is talking about African Americans living now, not slaves living hundreds of years ago. I mean, what kind of stupidity can we expect to encounter next? That Kanye is a Russian agent. Oh, look at this idiot.
While you are making music and being an artist and living the life that you've earned by being a genius, the rest of us in society have to deal with these threats to our lives.
So whiny Mr. TMZ staffer says Donald Trump is a threat to his life. Give me a break. You're living a life infinitely more privileged than the vast majority of people, especially black people, on the planet. You want to know the biggest threat to black people's lives? Yeah, it's black-on-black violence. Oh, but you're way more outraged over a frigging MAGA hat and a few tweets.
Conservatives, Trump supporters, and free thinkers, please do not attach yourselves to Kanye West. It will backfire. Mark my words, it will backfire.
Yeah, conservatives embracing Kanye has backfired so badly that support for Trump amongst black males has doubled in a single week.
Mark my words, it will backfire.
Mark my words.
Yeah, I marked your words and they were disproven within a matter of hours. Listen, Tommy, I don't know if your staffers forgot to heat up your butt warming pad, and that's the reason why you're so butthurt. But jealousy's never a good look. Then we have little Ben Shapiro, the never-Trumper, who tried to sabotage Trump's campaign by white-knighting for Michelle Field's made-up story about being assaulted by Corey Lewandowski with his incessantly annoying boundary policing, ordering other conservatives around as to whose show they can and can't appear on.
Boundary policing used to be called having some standards.
Really, Ben? So let me get this straight. According to your logic, appearing on a network means you must simultaneously endorse the every viewpoint of the host. Well, what do we have here?
It just demonstrates the right's desperation to be taken seriously in the sphere of pop culture.
So if all this is just a pointless joke, why are you so butthurt about Candace appearing on InfoWars? Who elected you leader of the Thought Police?
I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm very smart.
Why is the guy who constantly whines about being no-platformed by the left trying to no-platform other conservatives through peer pressure? Here's another question. Why do establishment conservatives like Shapiro always try to over every fantastic opportunity? A chance to help millions of African Americans get off the plantation of government dependency to escape the internalized oppression of identity politics. I mean, is it some kind of cuckoldry thing? Do they like to lose? So we have a global celebrity with a reach of millions, exposing those millions to thoughts and ideas they would never otherwise hear. A method that's already proving successful in the polls. And people like Shapiro are pissing their pants in fear of what might happen. I mean, God forbid we want to actually win a battle in the culture war. If that happens, Shapiro might not get invited back on CNN. All these establishment never-Trump conservatives care about is ring-fencing ideas and maintaining their stupid little cliques. They're quite happy to lose to the left over and over again, so long as they can keep their crappy National Review columns. No, bitches. Your time's up. You're the past. We're the future. But let's move past the squabbling and get real here. This isn't even a left or right issue. Kanye has also endorsed gun control activist and leftist darling Emma Gonzalez. It's not a left or right issue. It's an authenticity issue. This is about the high priests of pop culture panicking about one of their own going off the reservation and expressing independent thoughts. This is about Kanye becoming the embodiment of the threat of a good example. This is about them freaking out over Kanye encouraging other celebrities to express free thought and to reject the same tired old cliches and insipid platitudes. Reject the very thing that has made celebrities and pop culture relentlessly boring and predictable for the past two decades. The legacy media and establishment commentators on both left and right are also panicking because their entire business model of partisan bickering is directly threatened by Kanye's message of unity and understanding. Their entire narrative of demonizing anyone who fails to fall into their viciously controlled political paradigm is at risk. The message is about freedom of thought. It's about liberating oneself from the fear of how the mob will react and being truly outspoken. And yet, of course, Kanye's involvement is partly motivated by free publicity and album sales, but he's amplifying the message like no one else could. Kanye West might not be the most eloquent or the most intelligent vehicle for the message, but the message is what frightens them nonetheless.
Kanye West has been a brilliant entertainer, but right now he's acting like a gift to racists because he is saying comments, he is saying these sorts of ridiculous things that are usually promoted by white nationalists, by fringe groups, by fringe individuals, mostly on the internet, that promote racist ideas.
See, did you hear that? Kanye, an African-American male, is a gift to racists for saying that he likes the ideas of a black woman, Candace Owens. Now, Kanye has been catching all sorts of heat for expressing his support for President Trump. Of course, the thought of an influential black man breaking through the conditioning is the left's worst nightmare. Why? Well, because when you let others know it's okay to get off that thought plantation and break through the pre-programmed conditioning of mental enslavement, others realize that they too are free. Perfect example, before Kanye's support for Trump became one of the biggest news stories of the year, Trump's approval rating stood at just 11% amongst African-American males. But according to Reuters, on April 29th, a week into the Kanye controversy, that figure shot up to 22%, double the number of African-American males now have a positive view of Trump thanks to Kanye, proving once again that politics is downstream from culture. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Only one of the security guys seen to be in charge at Whole Foods was a jerk. They were already standing on the corner of the property, off the property. They came over and said, "Get out of here, I'm calling the police." And I said, "Well, I can go in your parking garage and get my car." He wouldn't answer that and made me think I was going to get arrested when I went down there to get my car and followed me to my car. So I'm coming back. I'm already planning to come back, but now I'm coming back a lot because people were polite to me. They were nice to me. Most of the folks in Whole Foods were listeners in big blue state Austin, blue state cancer Austin. But you try to stop me and bully me, I'm coming back.
This is a go-go zone. The left is a program. It's a pro-America, pro-free market for us. They're programmed mainly by Jeff Bezos. He's the biggest funder of the Democratic Party. He made
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. Well, it's the policy of truth in that the reason they attack the Second Amendment is because they cannot have an armed population and a tyrannical government at the same time. Where I suggested, hey, why don't we consider, instead of bringing all of these refugees here, why don't we maybe try to organize them and reform their countries oh, they can't reform their countries because the government has all the guns. Now you see why the Second Amendment is so important. Now, we've got big news, Mueller and everything. It looks like it's finally coming apart. Charlie Rose gets sued. Unemployment numbers are even better than we expected. But Donald Trump is live at the NRA right now speaking, getting them fired up here in Dallas. So let's go to President Trump at the NRA convention.
We put our hands on our hearts for the Pledge of Allegiance, and we all proudly stand for the national anthem. We proudly stand.
Powerful stuff here. As President Trump says, we stand for the national anthem. Of course, a direct shot at the professional athletes in this country who decide to take a knee. I think that trend is going to die out this year. Yeah. Pop that up. Give me that loud.
What people. What great people. And this is your record crowd, you know, all-time record crowd. You do know that. So just remember, nice to set record.
And like I said earlier, I bet you that they have a record fundraising at this NRA convention as well.
That shows them the same love and loyalty in return. For the last 15 months, that is exactly what we have been doing. We are all finally putting America first.
Unless, of course, you're Robert Mueller, then you put the deep state first and the globalists.
And we are seeing the incredible results. As a result of our massive tax cuts, and everybody is benefiting and everybody is happy. And the Democrats are very concerned. You watch how well we do in 18. You watch. You watch. Get out and vote. Don't be complacent. Don't be complacent. You know, history says that when you win the presidency, you get complacent. We all know the feeling. You know the feeling? Not too many. Like 90% of the time, you win the presidency, and for whatever reason, you lose the midterm. We can't let that happen. And the word is complacent. You know, I kept thinking to myself, why is that? I wonder why. Think about it. You win. You have this great win. Now you take a breath. You relax. All of a sudden, 2 years is up. They're fighting like hell, and you're complacent. We cannot get complacent. We have to win the midterms.
Yeah, it's key. And I don't think this blue wave is happening. I think it's totally bunk.
We've created 3.2 million jobs. Unthought of. If we would have said that 3 years ago during the campaign, people would have said, what a horrible exaggeration. That's so terrible. They wouldn't have believed it. 3.2 million. The unemployment rate, you saw that just today, just fell beneath 4% for the first time since the beginning of this century.
And all it took was a president who wanted to make America first, a president who had America's interest at heart. That's all it took. Obama said it took a magic wand. Well, the magic wand was caring about America. The magic wand was not selling America down the drain. That was the magic wand.
You know, I heard it was about 19 years. I said, wait a minute. The beginning of the century sounds better. So I say, the beginning of the century. More beautiful. African-American unemployment has reached another all-time in history record low. In history.
Uh-oh. And now Kanye West is saying that black people don't have to be Democrat. Oh, the Democrats are in panic, folks.
Kanye West must have some power because you probably saw I doubled my African-American poll numbers. We went from 11 to 22 in 1 week. Thank you, Kanye. Thank you.
All the Democrats are so screwed. They're so screwed. And Nancy Pelosi thinks she's going to maintain her Speaker of the House position.
Even the pollsters thought there must be a mistake. Now we've come a long way. You remember I come into big rooms, big audiences. And I'd say, what do you have to lose? Because the Democrats have always had that vote. I'd say, what do you have to lose? Horrible in crime, horrible in education, horrible on everything. I'd say, what do you have to lose? And they voted for me, and we won. But now the numbers are much higher than they ever were with African American. And we're happy.
So now, because they're losing that vote, they're panicking, and they're trying to get Mueller to start subpoenaing people.
At the lowest level in history. Unemployment, lowest level in history. And women, unemployment, women, many women, is at the lowest level in almost 20 years. Think of that. So we have the best employment numbers we've virtually ever had. And yet, all we hear about is this phony Russia witch hunt. That's all we hear about. So, just when I'm walking on the stage, a highly respected judge in Virginia made statements. It says, Wall Street Journal, it says, judge questions Mueller's authority to prosecute Manafort. Now, Paul Manafort...
Yeah, shut it down.
But, you know, he worked for me for a very short period of time. Literally for, like, what, a couple of months? Little period of time. Then what happens? He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for Bob Dole. They worked, I think, as a firm for John McCain. They worked for others. Does anybody say that? No. But he's out there fighting. On fake news CNN...
Very fake
and worse. But. No, but on CNN, they have a headline. Judge in Manafort case says Mueller's aim is to hurt Trump. You believe that? This is what we're up.
Yeah, all right. So we're about to go to break here. And if you watched my live broadcast from the floor of the NRA convention, I was walking around. I was asking people, what do you think about the Mueller investigation? What do you think about the Russia-Trump collusion nonsense? Nobody believes it. They all think it's unconstitutional, and I think it's time for us to actually go a step further. We shouldn't be saying, hey, let's shut down the Mueller investigation. No, let's shut it down, and then let's investigate him. Let's tap his phones. Let's investigate his bank account. Let's seize records from his attorneys. What do you think we would find on Robert Mueller? It's time to investigate Robert Mueller. That's what it's time for, and I think that's coming next, folks. All right, we'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose, sirens in my head, wrapped up in silence, our circuit is dead.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here hosting in the fourth hour live in Dallas, Texas. We were at the NRA convention earlier today. Myself, Jake Lloyd, Michael Zimmerman, filing reports, doing live streams. We came back to the hotel to host the fourth hour of the Jones Show and then host the first hour of the War Room before we have a surprise special guest host taking over after the first hour. We're going to go back to President Trump in a minute. I want to open up the phone lines. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Specifically, I only want to take calls on the Robert Mueller investigation. What do you think needs to be done about it? And what do you think is truly behind it? Now, I know that we've already talked about this ad nauseum and we already have the answers, but we have to just push this nonstop. We have to call out Robert Mueller 24/7, 365, until he's done, until justice befalls those who are trying to remove and undermine a duly elected president. Because this is beyond. I mean, you're talking about one individual, lawless, above the country, above the Constitution, above the separation of powers, above the executive branch. One man answers to no one, unelected, totally illegal. Investigate anybody you want. Try to find anything you want. The only goal is to try to bring Trump down. Destroy people's lives, whatever you got to do. Destroy the country, anything you got to do, get Trump. And I guess it really shows you, I mean, I guess how clean Donald Trump actually is, if the only thing they can find is some payment to a hooker or something. I mean, it's ridiculous. So I'm going to take your calls on that. They're going to start gathering phone calls. But ladies and gentlemen, this is all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We're able to have crews on the road. We've got Millie on the road. We've got myself, Jake Lloyd, Michael Zimmerman on the road. Big specials, the brand new DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off right now. You know, I was down at the NRA convention. So many people come up to me and they plug our products. They love our products. They thank us for our products, folks. If you haven't tried the products yet, what are you waiting for? Give it a go. They're attacking us. They want to shut us down. We need your support now more than ever. They're going to come after us even harder now. This Mueller campaign is about to actually ramp up, and we're going to need even more funds to fight these legal battles probably. But you have our word. We're going to expand. That's what your support at InfoWarsStore.com does. So let's go back to President Trump for just a minute or two, guys, and then let me know when we got some calls aggregated. Here's President Trump at the NRA convention in Dallas.
Can you imagine if we ever called for a rally in Washington, D.C.? There wouldn't be enough room. There wouldn't be enough room. We have a lot of love going on. You know, people don't realize we have great love going on in this country. Great love. It's right here. We have, and by the way, you just saw the recent poll. It came out to Rasmussen, 51 or 52. It's the highest level I've ever been at. How does that happen when you only get bad publicity? How does that happen?
That's because people realize that
a lot of what you read and a lot of what you see on television is fake. They realize it.
Bingo. That is devastating right there from the mouth of the president. That is devastating to call out the establishment, fake news.
To keep your rights, and we're going to keep those rights, you're going to be so happy. You have to say it. You weren't sure that Trump was going to win, but you all went out there. You all went out there and you voted. You voted. And there were times they put up that Trump Pence. There were times you say, a week before, they were saying, I remember they came out with a lot of phony polls. You know what that's called? Suppression. They convince you that you're wasting your time. Why should you vote? Go to a movie instead. Come home, watch the results. Very few of the people in this room and in this country did that. And we really had a big night. Remember they said, there's no way, electoral college.
All right. Pull Trump down as he's about to conclude this speech. This is actually canned. He already did conclude his speech. And very powerful. He got the NRA all fired up. Huge crowd at the NRA. Record crowd. They're going to have record funds raised as well. I'm predicting that. That'll be reported probably in the news Monday. But he just hit an important point about voter suppression that they're trying to do again in the midterms. So they're doing the same thing. Oh, it's the blue wave. Oh, the Democrats have all the momentum. Bull! What momentum do the Democrats have other than the fake news? I did the analytics on the Senate races coming up, and I expect Republicans to probably get 54, maybe 56 seats in the Senate if it's that good. But I think 54, 53 is probably where it's going to end up favoring the Republicans. Of course, they'll tell you, the Democrats will have 52 or something like that because they got to run their fake news voter suppression agenda. But I want to go to your phone calls, guys. Do we have anybody on the line yet? Just pipe into my ear. It's okay. It's just pipe into my ear. Let me know what's going on with the phone lines because I was asking people today, what do you think about the Mueller probe? What do you think needs to be done? And the people are sick of this, man. And in fact, I've got a guy that I met last night, a big liberal attorney here in Dallas, huge liberal attorney, has a lot of strings that he pulls to get liberal judges into office. We have totally different politics, but we got along. But even he is saying, like, look, this Russia thing is absurd. Trump's the president. Trump won. Okay, why is Mueller trying to destroy the country? So I just want to go to the callers and get your opinions on this, your angles on this. What do you think needs to be happening with the Mueller investigation? Where do you think it goes from here? Did you say Ken in Dallas, guys? Kevin? All right, Kevin, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Kevin. What do you think needs to be done to this Robert Mueller investigation?
Okay, with this, this is just out of control. I mean, the fact that the whole investigation is based off of a phony dossier is just, it's insane. And then that they're not reporting, the special counsel doesn't report to anyone when they're supposed to be reporting back, what is it, every 6 months to their higher ups to make sure, that they're not above the law, that they're not God, basically. I mean, and you have Mueller on this witch hunt for 2 years, spending millions of dollars, taxpayers' money, You got Jeff Sessions completely compromised, you know, and Rosenstein as well. I mean, it's unbelievable what we have going on right now. All the corruption, it's just insane what needs to happen. I mean, I understand that people and their families are probably being threatened, that you know, they really right now anybody in the White House is being threatened. It was my
and they're ruining people's lives too. I mean, look at what's happening. Yeah. You know, Michael Caputo, Paul Manafort, mm-hmm. Michael Flynn, right. I mean, you know, Roger Stone, I mean, even Alex Jones, they're ruining people's lives.
I debate every day with my coworkers and colleagues, and I try to get in their heads that we are in a civil war with business suits and ties right now. And, you know, anybody who's going up against these neocons or the globalist puppets that have been in office for 30 years or more, you know, all these lifer politicians, these are the same people who led us into Iraq. These are the same people who are unbelievably corrupt. These are the same people who've been lying to us for years, and now everybody just wants to, you know, get behind them since they're trying to take down Donald Trump, who's completely anti-establishment, you know, who I debate every single day to them, you know, with my coworkers are all very, you know, leftist, but I deal with it every day, and I get it through their heads, like, you know, the facts are there. These are the same people. These people are absolutely corrupt. And I mean, Loretta.
No, see, that's the craziest part about it, though, is that there's people that actually believe it. I mean, that's the craziest thing to me, is that you have people that are so dumbed down, they'll come up to me and they'll say, "Oh, you're going down for colluding with Russia." It's like, really, dude? Like, you're that stupid? But they actually believe this, and the longer this Mueller thing goes on, the longer their belief is going to maintain that there's something there, when there is nothing there. They have found nothing. If they did find anything, they would have leaked it. All they have is some payment to a damn hooker who gets more television time than a veteran that can't even get surgery because a VA hospital in Los Angeles can't even get itself cleaned up enough to perform a surgery. Oh, but let's let in another 1,000 illegal immigrants, and let's focus on Stormy Daniels. Forget the veterans. All right, more of your calls on the other side. Fourth Hour Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, Donald Trump just knocked it out of the park at the NRA convention in Dallas. He invoked, obviously, the Second Amendment, free speech, the nonsense of the Russian collusion probe, a total phony narrative to undermine the president and this country. Then he compares London, gun-free London, to a war zone. And Matt Drudge picks that up and runs with the headline front page. Red linked to Drudge, judge questioned Mueller's power and Manafort case, basically saying they're lying. They're only, you know, trying to get rid of the president. There's nothing to this Russian thing. So it's really all coming down. I mean, it really is all coming down. Meanwhile, you've got all of the, and I'm not just trying to play partisan politics here. I'm just saying it how it is. All of these liberal show hosts like Charlie Rose, I forget there was some, they were like, there's like five of them now that have like dozens of women accusing them of sexual assault. They're getting sued now. And it's like, these are the same people that were reporting on Trump being a misogynist, on Trump abusing women. No, they're abusing women. They're colluding with Russia. That's them. They are the phonies. They are the liars. Yeah, Tom Brokaw. There's like five of them now. So it's really all coming down. So the question then becomes, and I'm not addressing this to the audience, it's like, what do the globalists, what does the deep state do next in their final moments of panic? Do they launch a false flag? Do they release a bioweapon? Do they, you know, who knows what they're going to do? They are in their last legs right now. This is it. And I've been saying this for a week now. By the end of June, it's going down. Something big is going down by the end of June. I would predict that. Now, let's go back out to the phone lines. We've got James calling in from New York. My question today for the audience, what do you think is the, what do we do with the Mueller investigation, and how do we not just shut it down, but then even investigate them? James, what do you think we need to do with the Mueller investigation?
Hi, this is Owen, right?
Yes, go ahead.
Great. Okay. Yes, I'm in New York City. I'm a great fan. I'm a huge fan of you guys. I live in the Matrix. I mean, I'm right in the bowels of the beast. Where I work on Wall Street, I'm writing software. I'm right in the middle of where the Rockefeller Center is. So with Mueller, everyone in New York, like the news shows in New York, write shows for New York only. They don't write shows for America. These people are locked in the Matrix. And when it comes to Mueller, Trump has to go out and continually go to these rallies and identify with the people. He has to force CBS, NBC, CNN to cover these guys. He needs to come out and he needs to say, you know what the Mueller investigation is, whatever it's going to be, however it's going to fall, your vote didn't matter. These guys are thugs. Your vote doesn't matter. He needs to say this to the American people and say this investigation is a fraud.
He already has, more or less, James, but I think that you're kind of onto something else here that I've actually heard people call into Rush Limbaugh and suggest. I'm not sure if I don't know if we've ever suggested something like this. Trump, though, did mention it. He said, you know, what if we had a march in D.C.? What if we had a rally in D.C.? They'd shut down the whole city. No. Here's the thing. We don't organize. We don't do this crap. We don't protest. We got better things to do. We have lives, all right? And we're not a bunch of wine bags that complain when things don't go our way, okay? We go on with our lives. So protesting and marching isn't really something we do. We have the pro-life march that gets millions of people. But imagine, and Trump could actually do this. Now, I don't expect this Mueller thing to last past June. I really think everything in June is about to just blow up, and we're going to really see what's going on here. But if it continues to go on, imagine if Donald Trump says, okay, we're going to set a date and we're going to march in D.C. All of my supporters, we're going to march in D.C. against Mueller, against the deep state, against the attacks on free speech, against the attacks on the Second Amendment, all together, just all the conservatives, all the Trump supporters coming together one time just to say, you know what? You have your phony women marches, your phony student marches, propped up by George Soros and all these leftist organizations funding millions of dollars to bust you guys in. We can do that too, and we can be bigger, and we can be louder, and we also get political change through. So I don't know if that's something that's going to happen. It might be too late now because, like I said, I think it's all coming down by the end of June. Thank you for the call, James. Let's jump to Branson, Missouri, where Eugene is calling in. Eugene, what do you think we need to do about this Mueller investigation?
Hey, Owen. This is Eugene Roundtree, High Voltage News, and I love the work you guys are doing. Trey Gowdy and others have said this. It's all up to the executive branch, the DOJ. The Congress can only do so much. They can only investigate and do things like
that. They can't prosecute in Congress.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think all of us have been quite patient. Horowitz has his study that he's doing. That'll come out soon. And I think June, like you said, is going to be a good landstone. But it's all up to them. They needed a little bit of time. They came into a government that's been decades corrupt. They need to figure out who the bad actors were. Okay, we've given them enough time for that. But if they wait too much longer, via politics or waiting for the perfect timing, I don't know how it's going to pan out. But at some point, they need to pull the trigger on getting out the corruptness that's in the government. And I know it's a huge spider web. You know it's true as well.
Oh, yeah, and we're at the apex right now. If you want to, you know, start to kind of throw things around, if this is a cold civil war that we're in right now, which, I mean, it essentially is, they have, I mean, you're right. It's time to do something now. And that's why I think it's going to happen soon. But this cannot go on any longer. They are destroying this country. They're dividing this nation. The news has gone so whacked out, 1984. Now they're saying that Alex Jones documentary shouldn't even be on the internet. That's like, you know, book burning, essentially. So it's out of hand. I mean, something, if we don't stop this, it's only going to get worse. And that's what my biggest fear is what does that mean? What is worse than an unelected investigation, totally lawless, totally above the country, above the republic, above the Constitution, and then you have the fake news that props it up, and then they get all their minions funded by George Soros in the streets. I mean, what's next? I mean, these people will go to the next level to maintain their corrupt establishment. I think that they've made that clear. So If Trump or we the people don't pull the trigger on these criminals, it's just going to get worse. Thank you for the call, Eugene. Let's jump out to Oklahoma. Go ahead, Bob. What do you think we need to do about this Mueller investigation?
Hi, Owen. How are you today? Yeah, you
Good
seem
fine.
To be on fire. So,
am I smoking right now?
Yeah, you're smoking, man. And I'll
Somebody
tell
put
you
me
what,
on.
I've been huh?
Go ahead.
What? I'm sorry. Anyway, first I just wanted to say that I'm really proud of you for being a fighter for liberty. And, Alex, I've been a listener for 20 years. I'm 61 years old. My name's Liberty Smith on Gab if you want to check me out. That being said, I agree with Mr. Corsi, Dr. Corsi. Trump needs to fire Rosenstein, Mueller, and Sessions right now. Take the hit right now because they're not going to stop. We already know this. It's really frustrating to us here out in flyover country. You know, I work week to week. I'm an independent contractor. I see and I listen to all this crud. Nothing ever gets done. So now that's what Mr. Trump can do. That's what our president can do. He can.
No, see, that's it exactly. No, that's it exactly. Is that we felt that Trump was our last hope to actually have a real country that's not run by a bunch of corrupt globalists, and there isn't a deep state establishment that has their own agenda outside of the agenda of the United States of America and her people. But that's it. I don't know if firing Sessions is the answer. I don't know if firing Rosenstein is the answer. I would actually say I'd lock someone up. That's what I do. I would straight up throw someone's ass in jail, and I'd say, you know what? We've got you. We know you broke the law, you SOB. You're getting locked up. But you know what? I tell you what. If you want to sing about why they said that they need to have an insurance plan for President Trump, if you want to sing about why Hillary Clinton was colluding with the media to get questions, if you want to sing about all the other corruption that was uncovered in the WikiLeaks, who knows, maybe you attended a spirit cooking or two. If you want to sing about how that, maybe we can make a deal and you don't have to spend the rest of your life in jail. Otherwise, you know, you're going to rot away in this prison cell. And all the people that you colluded with to try to bring this country down, well, they're not going to help you because they don't give a damn about you. So I think that you're onto something there, Bob. Thank you so much for the kind words and your support. I want to get a quick word from Dr. Kelly in California. You got 40 seconds, Dr. Kelly. Make it quick.
Awesome. Thank you. Everyone needs to go and apply at your state capitol for a position on your federal grand jury. Complain to or get on to your county grand juries. And let's have a grand jury reawakening. There is a profile for Robert Swan Mueller at the California Bar website. They are foreign agents not registered with FARA.gov. And they do need to be...
Well, you know what? That's actually interesting because California bar registration and laws are different than the rest of the country. Huh. So I wonder if that has something to do with that. Robert Mueller should not just be disbarred. The guy should be behind bars. That does it for the Alex Jones Show. I'm Owen Troyer. I pick up the war room next. Don't go anywhere.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com.